You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
There are all kinds of holidays. January 17th is Ditch Your New Year's Resolution Day, okay? March 3rd, a day of unplugging. I don't think I could do that. June 2nd, Donut Day. That sounds good. Or how about July 13th, French Fry Day? December 8th, I am really looking forward to December 8th because that's Pretend to Be a Time Traveler Day. Please, please send me into 2021 right now. Thank you. Then, usually in July, there's Amazon Prime Day. That's the day when all online shoppers rejoice at all the sales and they click and add to cart until they drop. Last year, the big sellers were the Amazon Fire TV Stick, the Instapot. Boy, that thing's been so handy during the pandemic, right? Headphones, yes, Sony over-the-ear types, the Fire Tablet, the Echo Dot, and for some reason, the LifeStraw water filter. Okay, I didn't know what that was. I actually had to look it up. With the LifeStraw, you can drink directly from a water source, such like a stream, a mud puddle, or even just a lake. So Amazon Prime Day, it's in its sixth year, but 2020 is, of course, a totally different animal because of the pandemic. It's going to be held in just a few days. It's a two-day affair. It kicks off at 3 a.m., Eastern Time, October 13th, and then it ends 48 hours later. Now, this year, it seems like Black Friday, of course, is not going to be the traditional Black Friday. So with Amazon moving the Prime Day up from Black Friday, the idea is that we're all going to be doing our Christmas shopping a heck of a lot earlier than we normally have in years past. And it can be really hard to navigate Amazon Prime Day deals. So many of them expire quickly. New ones just pop up, often without notice. So here to help us sort all this out is Kristen McGrath. She's the editor of BlackFriday.com.
Coming up on this Tech You Should Know podcast, where the real deals are for Prime Day and beyond. This is important intel you need to know before you start your holiday shopping.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hi there, Kristen. Thank you so much for being here with us. Let's start at the very beginning. What kind of deals can we really expect on Amazon Prime Day? Are they going to be great deals?
Yes, there are going to be a lot of great deals. There are going to be a lot of so-so deals. There's just going to be a lot of deals in general. And as for what to expect, I mean, of course, Amazon's going to place its own brands and companies it owns front and center, but we can also expect to probably see some products from Samsung, from Apple. So really all across the board, including some sellers you may have never heard of.
And see, and that's really interesting because how many different brands does Amazon own? I mean, just is it like 100 or 200?
Yes. It's a lot. I've lost track, to be honest. I mean, so obviously, you know, they own their Echo products, but Ring, also owned by Amazon, Blink security cameras as well. So many.
Yeah. And then there's also like Solimo. I'm like, what the heck is this brand? Right. And so I have to tell you, so I'm on Amazon to buy my mother K-Cups Kona coffee. She has two cups every day and she only drinks Kona coffee. And so I see Kona coffee and it's like $50 for a box. And then I see this Solimo and it's like $19. I'm not kidding you, for the same amount. And so I bought it. I'm thinking, okay, well, I'll see what she says. And then I give her the coffee. And then the next day I said, you know, so how's that Solimo coffee? She's like, in her Brooklyn accent, of course, she says, oh, that coffee, that Kona coffee is even better than the coffee in Kona. And I'm like,
Oh, good.
Okay. That was a good thing. So when you are out there shopping, I don't think a lot of people realize that some of these brands that they're looking at, like Happy Fresh or some other brand I think I can think of, is that these are all Amazon brands. Okay, so we have Prime Day. Everybody's super excited about it. I mean, we have sales leading up to Prime Day. We'll have sales after Prime Day. Is it just going to be like one big sales season that starts now and then ends after Christmas?
Yeah, I think so. It's really like we're, you know, I'm struggling with what to call it because it's like it's Black Friday mixed with Prime Day, mixed with holiday shopping. Everything's going to be earlier. Everything's going to be running as long as merchants can possibly get people to buy things. So it's going to be a marathon this year.
Well, I've been reading some reports, Kristen, that say that we have to do our Christmas shopping early this year because the stores are going to be running out of inventory because now literally everyone is going to be doing their shopping online and not going to the malls. Do we have to worry about that?
Yeah, I think we do, especially for things that are just going to be extra popular in a pandemic year. So like gaming consoles, home workout equipment, a lot of home goods in general, a lot of things that people are really getting into now that they're stuck indoors and perhaps being prepared to be stuck indoors some more when winter starts. And then also you got to think about some possible shipping snags and delays as well. I mean, we're going to be in crunch time. And so it's challenging for shipping companies and retailers to get stuff out on time during the holiday season anyway. But with supply chain issues and staffing issues, I think it's going to be, you know, even more of a challenge this year. So if getting something on time for the holidays is important to you, I say shop early.
So we have Prime Day. Of course, Amazon always puts their products on deep discount. And you mentioned gaming consoles and workout equipment, of course. I mean, that's been so hard. I mean, Peloton has had just a phenomenal year. I mean, you know, this time last year, we were all saying like, oh, my gosh, did you see that commercial with the guy making fun of his wife that she might be a big tub of goo to give him a Peloton? You know, and of course, all those women after the pandemic were like, I wish I did get the Peloton. Right.
Yes, because it's so hard to get.
Exactly. I was just talking to a friend of mine and she ordered one in 8 weeks to get it. And I thought, it's really something. So give us some ideas of some really maybe get some specific sales that we can look forward to. Say, just let's just start with Amazon products.
Okay, so with Amazon products, we've actually got some deals live early. The Echo Show 5 is $45 off right now. It's the small little Echo Show smart display device. The Echo Auto is discounted. We've seen some deals sell out. There was like a twofer offer on some Echo Dots that we're not seeing anymore. The Blink Mini indoor camera is discounted. And we're just going to see those Amazon product deals just accelerate as soon as Prime Day hits on the 13th. We're going to see the full-size Echo discounted, almost certainly. The Echo Dot with the LED display, pretty much everything Echo. Kindles will be discounted. Any smart device that Amazon owns, any of its, any TVs with the Fire TV editions are going to be discounted. So really, Amazon front and center, smart home, reading devices, everything.
Has it been your experience in covering this in years past? And I do realize that 2020 is totally different in asking this question, but is it best to buy it on Prime Day or do you get better deals a week later or I'm just going to say Black Friday in quotes or close to Christmas? Or if we see something now, should we just say, yes, we get it? Or, and then are there strategies to say, if the price drops, can I go to Amazon and say, listen, and let's just focus on Amazon products right now. Can I go back and say, you know, can I give this back to you? I'll return it or you can match the price.
Yeah. So, as far as whether prices are going to get better, we've actually found in past years, and again, 2020 is incredibly different, that Amazon Prime Day sort of becomes a crystal ball into the prices we're going to see on Amazon products in Black Friday, during Black Friday sales. So really, sometimes we see on Black Friday, like it'll be like a few dollars difference. But really, if there's something that you want and you see a good Prime Day price and you are a Prime member, you can feel pretty safe snapping it up at that price and not having a huge improvement during the Black Friday sales. As far as Amazon price matching, Amazon doesn't really have like a price matching policy. It does have a return policy, but depending on what you're buying, by the time you're able to return it and get a refund and try your luck later, the timing just might not work out depending on when Amazon's going to roll out its Black Friday pricing.
You know, and that's really good to know because, I mean, there are these websites, you know, like Camel, you know, Just Honey, yeah, that will help you figure out if, in fact, you are truly getting a good deal. Let's move to gaming consoles because, like you said, they're a big seller. What do we expect with that?
So for Prime Day, that's one of the product categories that we recommend people wait for the holidays, just traditionally. And again, 2020 is different. The holidays, when people are in full gifting mode, is when we see some of those consoles being bundled with games and accessories. I don't think, no matter if you're shopping on Prime Day this year, because I mean, the newest consoles from Sony and Microsoft are still on pre-order. I don't think you're going to see on Prime Day or Black Friday any like outright discounts on any of the newest systems this year. You might find them bundled with some games. So really, given the pandemic and how popular these things are, and the Nintendo Switch has been selling out all year, if you see it available and you see it for anything less than full price or just something else thrown in like a game, whenever you see it, get it if it's on your list.
TVs are always a big seller for Black Friday. I mean, you know, you have those visions in your mind, that person and that they show on TV that's holding that coveted television as they stood in line overnight to get that TV for $99. All right, granted, it wasn't the best TV, but for $100, it's a decent TV. Stay right where you are because when Kristen and I come back here on this Tech You Should Know podcast, we're going to talk about TVs and workouts and all the other big sellers, and we have some secret surprises you don't want to miss.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out Pear.com today to learn more. That's Pear.com.
Welcome back to Tech You Should Know. I'm Kim Komando, and we're speaking with Kristen McGrath. She's the editor of BlackFriday.com. When it comes to knowing what's happening in the world of online shopping and online sales, especially this year, we wanted to go to the expert. And Kristen, thank you so much for being here. Let's talk about TVs, because TVs are always a big seller this time of year. Because we're not going to have those long lines for Black Friday, what can we expect?
Yeah, so Prime Day, actually a pretty smart time to shop for a new TV, even if you're not a Prime member, because what Prime Day kind of creates is like this little storm of sales where all the other retailers try to compete. So you'll actually probably find some good TV deals from Walmart, from Best Buy, while Prime Day is going on. The trick is to know what specs you're looking for and what TV you want, take a look at, you know, the quality standards before you make that purchase decision, before you snap something up really quick on Prime Day or from a competing retailer during Prime Day. And then, of course, we got Black Friday coming up. If nothing you see on Prime Day strikes your fancy, if the TV you wanted doesn't go on sale, there's a really good chance it's going to be on sale on Black Friday. And even though we're not going to have those physical doorbusters this year, even in past years, a lot of those TV deals were still online. If you don't want to have a TV shipped, you can buy from a retailer that will bring it to you curbside and get it as soon as the same day.
So when we're talking about TVs, I mean, obviously the QLEDs may not be on sale. Mm-hmm. The 8K TVs, there's no 8K content anyway, so we shouldn't be buying that. You know, typically we see, you know, 120 hertz on sale. Are we looking at the lower specs, or are you going to start seeing some high-end specs as well?
Yeah, even last year, we started seeing some pretty decent discounts on some of the higher end TVs. Now, a lot of those are not the ones that really make the headlines or, like, you know, that are front and center on a retailer site, because they're really trying to plug like their mid-range and their lower price, you know, like doorbuster price to sell lower quality TVs. But there are deals to be had, not as many, not as numerous. But if you know exactly what you want, you start looking around, especially at Best Buy when it comes, or Costco as well, when it comes to those higher quality TVs, you will probably get, you know, a couple hundred bucks off on like a giant QLED screen.
So is Camel the best way to compare prices, or is there something new and competitive, or is there a better way to say, I see this TV on Amazon for Prime Day, mm-hmm. where is it for sale at other places, and then what's the best price?
Yeah, so I think Camel is actually a great comparison tool, and I personally use it. And what I like using it for is that sort of price history it gives you, because like the question is always like, okay, I'm looking at this lightning deal on Amazon Prime Day, or I'm looking at this doorbuster for Black Friday, online doorbuster this year. Is this a good deal? And so if you put it into Camel, it's going to show you what the price has been on that item over time. So like you can see, okay, this thing goes on sale like clockwork every month, or it's been at a lower price before, or this is the price it consistently hits, or it might be like, wow, this is the first time this thing has been significantly on sale. And that tells you that it's a good buy.
So what about promo codes? I mean, obviously we, you know, Amazon has these little coupon boxes every once in a while that you can check the box. And of course, there's always subscribe and save. What other strats can people use if they're on Walmart, Target, and they see that TV lower priced? Is it to use Just Honey to see if you can get a promo code, or Wikibuy, or is there something else?
Yeah, using those promo code comparison tools is definitely a good move, because it'll sort of show you what's out there. And sometimes it's, these retailers really do price match each other pretty aggressively. So a lot of times you'll just kind of see the same price throughout. But yeah, as far as promo codes, getting a browser extension or using something that will like tell you which promo code is the best to use is definitely a really good quick move.
So this audience is really tech savvy, Kristen. You know that. Mm-hmm. I mean, we love our gadgets. We love our gizmos. Mm-hmm. And there's a fair amount of nerds that we admit to saying we are geeks of the week. We talked about Amazon products, TVs. What other type of tech deals will we expect on Prime Day?
So on Prime Day, a lot of the highest anticipated deals are generally Apple products. You will probably see some sales on iPads, on the Apple Watch, on AirPods. I noticed just the other day that AirPods are already $40 off, and AirPods Pro are $30 off on Amazon right now. So we hope on Prime Day that it could possibly get even better than that. So yeah, Apple products are a big draw. The discounts may not be super dramatic, but you know, that's sort of par for the course with Apple anyway. But yeah, those are every year on Prime Day, some of the most exciting deals and the ones that sell out the fastest.
So how do you know when it's time to buy the deal? Because there's lightning deals, there's deals that expire, and go through some of the different options of what folks are going to see on Prime Day.
Yeah, and it's crazy, because I think Prime Day almost seems designed to like get people to hurry up and buy and like almost make those impulse purchases. So generally, a lot of the hype is around the lightning deals. Those are live either till they sell out or just for a few hours, sometimes 12 hours. I mean, it really varies, but like you want to look for the deals that have like the clock ticking next to them, and that will show you how long it's going to be available unless it sells out first. And then there's also what Amazon calls like daily deals and deals of the day. And some of those are going to be live probably for like both days of Prime Day, and some will be live on day one, some will be live on day two. And those you have a little bit more time to consider, because those are going to be live generally like for at least 24 hours or the entire 48 hours of Prime Day. And then there are just some category deals as well. And these are going to be more common on Amazon's own products, where they might say, okay, you know, this clothing brand that we have, or Amazon Essentials or Amazon Basics, which sells just all sorts of little tech items that we're going to offer just 20% across the board or 40% across the board. So if you're willing to buy an Amazon brand, those can be really good things to look for too, because you're not necessarily hunting and pecking for a specific product. You're getting something off across the whole brand.
Gosh, I mean, if you can't control yourself, this is going to be a nightmare for people who are like shoppers and shopaholics, because you're just going to be sitting there going, I got to get this now. I got to get this now. I got to get this now. You know, there's always the 30-day return policy. So I guess you could buy it and see if it's something that you really want. But it is, it's going to get really confusing for a lot of folks, I think. So you can't really preview the lightning deals then. So to say, like, you know, I do want this product, and if it goes on sale, can you alert me? Is that a possibility, or is there an extension or anything that will do that?
So the Amazon app actually has a deal alerts feature. You can subscribe to certain products that you're interested in so that if they go on sale or if they become a lightning deal or the price drops, you'll know about it in real time.
Are there deals that are only available using the Echo? So you'd have to say, Alexa, tell me these deals. And so are there specific deals just through that platform, and then specific deals through the app, and then specific deals on the website too?
So we've seen in the past that there have been some exclusive deals that are available when you ask Alexa for them. And sometimes these aren't deals that are just specific to Alexa, but like they might go on a bit longer or start a bit earlier if you ask Alexa about them. So it's like a deal that everyone can get, but people who have an Alexa enabled device get them a little earlier, have a little bit more time to shop them. But yeah, Amazon has been on its Prime Day page really encouraging people to ask Alexa for their Prime Day deals this year. So it's possible we might see some surprises.
All right. So we've learned so much about Prime Day. And what about Black Friday? Are there certain deals that you should just pass by on Prime Day, even though you're like, oh, I got to have it now? But patience is a virtue and can add extra dollars to your wallet. So stay right where you are, because when we come back, we're going to be talking about those deals. And this is a part of the podcast you definitely never, ever want to miss.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Welcome back to Tech You Should Know. We're talking about Prime Day, Black Friday, sales, everything that's going to be happening between now and the end of the year. And certainly as we talk about holiday shopping, because it's 2020, life is totally different. And joining us here on this podcast is Kristen McGrath. She's the editor of BlackFriday.com. You shared so much intel. Let's talk about deals that we should just wait until Black Friday to buy instead of Prime Day. I mean, is there anything in particular, aside from video games, which we know that that would be something we want to wait until we see all those good bundles? Anything else on your radar?
Yeah, I would say it can be smart to wait for Black Friday to buy a new phone. I mean, part of that is just timing. The fact that the iPhone 12 hasn't really technically been announced yet. And new phone releases, you know, kind of pop up in October. And so like we start seeing Black Friday, like some of the first discounts on like the current generation phones, but also some really good discounts on like the previous generation phones. And there are going to be some Prime Day phone deals out there. We've seen them in past years, but they're not as numerous. And the other thing that's really compelling about Black Friday when it comes to phone deals is that it's not just Amazon. It's like carriers, Best Buy, Walmart, Target, all offering their phone deals. And one thing they do, and we've seen in past years, is like they'll offer up to $400 in gift cards when you buy and activate your phone. So those can be really great, because it's like, yeah, it's not technically a discount on the phone, but if you have $400 to finish your holiday shopping with, that's a pretty good discount.
One of the things I always like that you've done at BlackFriday.com is that you've collected and posted all the sales circulars for all the different retailers.
Yeah.
Is that going to happen again this year, do you think?
Yeah, so that's the big question, because, like, you know, with it being such a weird year, and we have already started seeing retailers say that they're going to start offering deals, you know, all of November and December, we ask ourselves, like, where does that leave the Black Friday at? And we think, since they're such a big part of the Black Friday hype and tradition, we're going to see those in some form. It's possible some retailers might release more than one, because, you know, they might launch deals at different times, or they might launch one that shows all when their deals are going to drop throughout the next 2 months. It's going to be a strange year, but I think Black Friday ads, because people just like them so much and they're a big part of the holiday hype, I think we're going to still continue to see them this year.
So, you know, Amazon has Prime Day. Walmart, are they going to have like Walmart Day, and Target has Target Day? Do we see that?
Yeah, so this year, so we see this every year, even when Amazon Prime Day happens in July, when it usually happens, we see retailers kind of crashing the party a little bit and throwing some of their own sales right on top of it. And this year we've had Walmart say that they're going to throw an event on top of Prime Day, basically the same week. Target is going to throw its Deal Days event, which it did on top of Prime Day last year. It also moved Deal Days to October to coincide with Prime Day. And so it's literally the exact same 2 days.
Wow.
So definitely, if you don't have Prime membership, you're going to have options.
How do you distinguish what you should buy on Amazon versus Target versus Walmart? Seems like you need to have like a list. Otherwise, you could go broke.
Yeah, definitely need a shopping list. I think this is like advice that is good for like the seasoned Prime shoppers who have maybe learned this lesson the hard way in past years, as well as people who are planning on shopping it for the first time. Like, go in knowing what you want. And since it's so close to this holiday shopping season this year, you know, that's a good opportunity for you to make your holiday shopping list a little early, know exactly what items you want to buy, so that you can grab it on Amazon. If it's also on sale at Walmart and Walmart has a better price, grab it there, do a little cost comparison, and just kind of check things off your list rather than flying blind and just telling yourself, I'm just going to buy all the good deals, because as you said, you will go broke.
So any other strategies that people should be aware of, say, between now and the end of the year?
Yeah, I would say definitely start thinking about things way earlier than you're used to. If you are one of those people who would hope for better deals in December or like to shop at the last minute, I would say take advantage of Prime Day if you can and all the competing sales. Take advantage of the fact that retailers are going to start offering deals early in the season, and get everything done before it sells out, before you're running up against like shipping delays and out of stock everywhere. So I would say, yes, shop early and start and make a list before you head in.
All right. So, Kristen, you are now the show's official Christmas online shopping expert. Do you accept that honor?
I accept that honor. Absolutely. I will wear that crown.
All right. So here's the deal. We're going to check in with you from time to time between now and the end of the year. Kristen, thank you so much. Again, editor of BlackFriday.com. Super smart. You know what you're doing. And again, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.
One of the best ways to stay up to date on the latest in tech is by joining us over at the Commando community. You get access to the Kim Commando Show podcast, as well as my shows. We bring you the most comprehensive and important news, tips, and secrets about everything digital. Plus, becoming an exclusive Commando community member helps us create more episodes on the Tech You Should Know podcast and our radio shows, where we talk to movers and shakers in the digital age. You get all these great resources for just a few dollars a month. And you get a 30-day free trial over at GetKim.com. After that, you can even get a discount if you're a senior military vet or service personnel.
And I'd like to thank Kristen once again for joining us on this very special Tech You Should Know podcast. And I also want to thank our producers, Mike James and Cassidy Taylor. They do some awesome work behind the scenes. And thank you for listening. And if you like this podcast, share it out. Especially, I want you to share it on your social media feed. And if you're looking for the 3-hour National Kim Komando Show, there's only one place you can get that. It's a paid podcast. You get it over at getkim.com. It's just a few bucks a month, and we give discounts for military, vets, seniors, service personnel. And again, you get 30 days free over at getkim.com. Once again, that's getkim.com for our 3-hour podcast with the National Radio Show. And as always, I really appreciate your support of all of our programming and everything that we do, because without you, I don't know what I would be doing. I'm Kim Komando, and thank you again.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.